बुद्धियुक्तो जहातीह उभे सुकृत दुष्कृते तस्माद् योगाय युज्यस्व योगः कर्मसु कौशलम्। भगवद्गीता 2.50। बुद्धियुक्तो जहातीह, बुद्धियुक्तो यू एंगेज्ड बीइंग हार्मोनाइज्ड यूजिंग योर इंटेलिजेंस कनेक्टेड यूजिंग योर इंटेलिजेंस बीइंग एंगेज्ड इन बुद्धि योगा। कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग टॉकिंग अबाउट यूजिंग वन्स इंटेलिजेंस टू प्रैक्टिस योगा। व्हेन वन इज कनेक्टेड यूजिंग वन्स इंटेलिजेंस दस जहातीह, जहा मीन्स टू गिव अप टू गेट रिड ऑफ, इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड उभे बोथ सुकृत दुष्कृते, वन गिव्स बोथ द गुड रिजल्ट गिव्स अप बोथ द गुड रिजल्ट्स एंड द बैड रिजल्ट्स। तस्माद् योगाय युज्यस्व, एंड इन दिस वे एंगेज इन योगा, योगाय इन योगा एंगेज योरसेल्फ, युज्यस्व कनेक्ट योरसेल्फ इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ कनेक्शन। योगः, व्हाट इज योगः? कर्मसु कौशलम्, कौशल इज आर्ट और एक्सपर्टीज, सो द आर्ट ऑफ वर्क इज योगा। सो दिस वर्स ऑफर्स अ सेकेंड डेफिनेशन वी कुड से ऑफ योगा। टू वर्सेस अगो इट वॉज सेड समत्वम योग उच्यते, इक्वानिमिटी इज योगा। This verse states, Yoga karmasu kaushalam, the art of work is yoga. So what exactly is going on here? Actually, the point is that yoga, the art of yoga essentially is connection with spiritual reality, and the connection with spiritual reality requires expertise akin to an artistic expertise. Now, actually, we may think of yoga in stereotypical terms as, say, sitting in particular asanas, but that is only an external aspect of one type of yoga. So, the essence of yoga is spiritual connection. And, you know, spiritual connection is not like a mechanical fixing together of a bolt with a in its place or hammering a nail into a wall. This connection is a connection of consciousness. And because our consciousness keeps changing, and because the world around us keeps changing, our emotions keep changing, and naturally, our consciousness, which is affected by our emotions internally and by our circumstances externally, by our situations externally, so our consciousness also keeps changing. So, in a changing situation externally and amidst changing emotions internally, how can we keep our consciousness connected with Krishna? We cannot make our consciousness frozen in Krishna. It has to be a dynamic connection, and that's why that dynamic connection with Krishna is an art. So, we may be engaged in so many situations which we may not be able to think of, which may not be specifically mentioned in scripture. So, for example, we live in a technocentric world now. The world which the scriptures talk about is quite different. It is agrarian, rural. Of course, there are cities in the scriptures also. But the point was, it was much, the kind of technocentrism that is there is not there in that world. So, amid such a technocentered world, how can we stay Krishna-centered? Nobody can give us specific guidelines. No, we may decide to hear some music, we may decide to have some wallpapers of Krishna, or we may, in various ways, according to our nature, according to our situation, according to our inspiration, find ways to connect ourselves with Krishna. So that is our kaushalam. It is our expertise. And even in our work, how we can see the hand of Krishna in our work and see the Krishna connection of whatever we do, that is also an art. So, yoga karmasu kaushalam. And even for a person who is not practicing bhakti yoga, because karma, buddhi yoga is a extensible term that can extend from karma yoga to bhakti yoga. Essentially, it means using one's buddhi to practice yoga. So, if one only has atma gyan, then it will be basically at the karma yoga level. If one has bhagavad gyan, then it is likely to be at the bhakti yoga level. But so, even if one is practicing at the level of karma yoga, then also how to stay detached amidst various entangling situations also is a matter of skill, is a matter of art. And that's why yoga karma sukaushalam. So we should not think of yoga, the path of transcendence, as a stereotypical following of rules. It is actually an individual artistic expression of devotion. Yoga karma sukaushalam. So according to our individual situation, inclination and inspiration, we can all find ways in which we can spiritualize our work. And thus, this artistic element of work is yoga. Now the artistry is not just in terms of how much materially we are expert in doing the work, but the artistry is in how much spiritually, how we are spiritually conscious even amidst material things. So Krishna says in the earlier part of this verse that buddhi yukto jahatiha. So by practicing buddhi yoga, let's see what Krishna is explaining about the art of work in this verse itself. So the essential dimension of the art of work is that we use our intelligence to keep ourselves engaged. Buddhi yukto. So this intelligence is not so much in terms of remembering numbers or facts of or things like that. It is more intelligence in terms of discriminating between matter and spirit, discriminating between this world, seeing beyond this world to Krishna and staying connected with spirit, ultimately with the topmost spiritual reality, Krishna. And by this spiritual connection, ubhe sukrut duskrute. So word or any work that we do, it will have either good results or bad results. But if we stay connected with Krishna, then the work will produce neither good nor bad results. We will stay disentangled. Right? We will move onwards on the process towards liberation. So by practice, so the first two lines say that by practicing buddhi yoga, one can become free from both good and bad results of work. Essentially, one can become disentangled. And therefore, the third line says that smad yoga ayujyasva. Therefore, practice yoga. So earlier there was a similar sounding verse in 2.30, tato yuddhaya yujyasva. Therefore, fight for the sake of fighting. So there the point was not very clear. The point was that this is your swadharma, do it and stay disentangled. Here Krishna is telling that by practicing yoga, you will definitely stay disentangled, and therefore practice yoga. And yoga karma sukaushalam. So yoga does not require renunciation of work. It requires infusion of work with transcendental skill. So transcendental skill is with transcendental devotion, essentially. By that devotion, by that spirit of transcendental devotion, we can see the Krishna connection in everything that we do and thus stay disentangled. Thus prevent our circumstantial work from keeping our consciousness caught in the circumstances and keeping our consciousness entangled. So sometimes we may have a negative conception of bhakti in terms of just rigid following of rules. That is actually a very incomplete and dissatisfactory understanding of bhakti. A more complete and a more enriching, more satisfying understanding of bhakti is that the rules are meant to be facilities for us to express our devotion to Krishna. Just as rails enable the railway to move faster. And now if the driver wants to go here and there apart from the rails, then the railway going on rails will seem like a restriction. But if the driver wants to go to the destination to which the rails are taking, then the rails will actually be a means for acceleration. They will be a very valuable facility without which the railway would not, the train would not have been able to move so fast. So similarly, if we just think about the rules and, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, then we are like drivers who want to go here and there, and we will feel ourselves restricted. But if we see that the essence of bhakti is not the following of rules, but the progressing of our heart towards Krishna, and the rules are like rails that enable our heart and indeed our entire being to move closer towards Krishna. And how to move closer towards Krishna? There is so much opportunity for individual expression of one's expertise and skill in that. When we see this, then we will feel inspired and see the positive energizing dimension of bhakti and be infused with enthusiasm for practicing devotion and offering our heart's devotion in our individual way to Krishna. Thank you.